This is Taz Racing Kennel Talk, a weekly look at Tasmanian Greyhound Racing. I'm Matt Reed for TazRacing.com.au, joined by industry expert Brennan Ryan. And Brennan, the listeners got to put a face to the voice last week when you're on Taz Racing TV for Nationals Night in Hobart.
Well, I hope I didn't frighten them away, Matt, but it was, it was great to do it alongside Duncan. And, Tassie put on a great show itself, not only with the race program, but with the two events, and nationwide, it was a great result with all the state finals.
No, you did an excellent job, and we'll kick off our podcast with a look back at Nationals Night. Park Orr being an impressive winner for Ted Medhurst.
Yeah, no, a great win there on debut. Coming off a win at Devonport at its last run. And look, in the race, it was set up between Parkour and Enchanted Spirit, and the two were just the top fancies in the market. And the race just panned out in Parkour's favour. Jumped to the front and ran a great, sectional. And between the, between the two of them, it was going to be interesting to see who come out on top, but Parkhound just got everything right in its merit, coming away to win in running 26.10 on the night. And Enchanted Spirit was a good run still, but the one run I took out of it was the third place getter, and Dave's Not In, who was just a massive effort there. And I sort of wrote it down in the book prematurely, thinking, wherever he goes next start, he was always going to be hard to beat. And what he'd done on at Devonport on Tuesday was just great to see him, carry that form and get a win on his belt. But overall for Parkhound, it was a pretty impressive run.
Yeah, well, hopefully you followed up there in Devonport's. That was Park Hour. The first of the two features was the Greg Fay Mid-Distance Championship. And we'll have a listener, Colin Niff's call of the final stages of that race.
Off the back and Twisted Reality, five lengths in front, Sacred Shadow giving chase in second, Devil's Corner, Blackwood Vegas, further back Definite Signs and Windburn Gold. In the home straight, it's Twisted Reality two in front, Sacred Shadow trying, but Twisted Reality beats Sacred Shadow, Devil's Corner.
The winner, of course, was Twisted Reality for trainer Blake Purcell, a well-found $2.70 favourite.
For a distance race that we've had since resuming from shutdown, it was one of the most impressive fields to pull together in the recent months since the racing resumed. And all honours went the way of Twisted Reality, who just bounced out to the front and was just on the lure, running, great sectionals and coming away to win. And in the way it did was impressive. And, Blake, it was a great training performance by Blake to take advantage of the two graded events that were available to him, the one at Devonport and the one at Monsash, and the Graham won it on Monday night, coming off a real good win. And it just had the fitness under its belt. And, and this dog, look, the form carrying the way he did, had a great third place getting in a 5.95 at Sandown when the Graham raced in Victoria. And that's just carried with him. And Blake's done a terrific job, and back-to-back wins for Blake to win the Greg Fay middle distance. And I think wherever Twisted Reality goes, I know from what Blake's said post-race that he'll just want to play through the grades and go with him and see where he goes. But I think he may have to end up back over in the mainland and chase, a bit more of the prize money, because at the present we just don't have the distance races, unfortunately, to cater for such a good dog that he is.
There's probably a few dogs in that field that are potentially in a similar boat, you think, Brennan, as far as being able to find a race over a suitable distance?
Yeah, well, we've just now come to the end of, it was a scramble to have this race, but we've just lost. This is the period where normally our distance races would drop out at this time of the year, and then they'd slowly get one or two events around December, and then we'd hit a good run again for a little while towards about March, and then a break, and then we'd back up into the before the distance carnival. But yeah, a few of these greyhounds will no doubt drop back in distance. If there's enough dogs to put on a graded event, they will get one. But yeah, at the moment, it's a sort of a dire strait situation for distance dogs, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, look, the second of the two features, the main event of the night, was the Ladbrokes Tasmanian State Distance Championship. Here's the call of that race.
Around the home turn, Siberia, Fabulous Baroque lead the way. Siberia went a bit wide, Fabulous Baroque the inside, they go to the line. Siberia beats Fabulous Baroque, Amy Cora, Windburn Lethal.
That was Siberia winning there for Debbie Cannon at around the $10 mark, not only winning the race, Brennan, but also a ticket to the world's richest greyhound race in New South Wales.
This greyhound's just flying at the moment. And look, he stepped up week after week since he's won the Breeders' Classic. And look, he had a benchmark to beat where Fabulous Baroque had the form. You know, it was one of the most even fields we'd seen for a 461 in a long time. And Siberia just did everything right, trail Fabulous Baroque, and had the wood on him heading into the corner, but Fabulous Baroque got a brilliant rails run, and then Siberia levelled up in the straight and just went over, just passed him and steamrolled him and hit the line running 25.94. It just shows this dog still, I think he's still a maturing, you know, going through a maturing stage, but he's getting better and better with every run. And look, I know Debbie, speaking to her since the win, she knows that, look, the dog hasn't got a lot of 500-metre form to really say that he could venture to Wentworth Park. He's got a bit of time up his sleeve to get a few runs around Launceston and then eventually head up the trial there at Wentworth Park. But there's a bit more to do. And look, Debbie's been in group races all over the state with a dog by the name of St. Pierre, and he travelled as the caretaker trainer for Belhaven, and she knows what these races are all about, trying to get a dog in. But you get a ticket into the $1 million chase, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity to go directly to the semi-finals. And we've seen, you know, what the other dogs have done in a state that have won the sprint finals as well. So it's going to be a great lineup of these seven runners going in, and hopefully we can be in with a good chance.
Yeah, very exciting time for Debbie with Siberia, that's for sure. And as you say, she's no stranger to having mainland success. We went to Launceston on Monday night. Six of the 10 races were over the 278. One of those winners in a grade six was She's It for David Croswell.
Well, it brings the litter up to 100% strike rate for the Aston DB diesel class litter. And She's It was just waiting to find the race that she could really put herself into. And on Monday night, she just bounced to the front, running 5.02, coming away to run 16.29. And it just shows, you know, patience is a virtue. And David Croswell is a trainer that just knows, you know, to be patient with him. And he's, you know, a great trainer in regards to nurturing a lot of young dogs through. And he's done a great job with this litter. And overall, they've all now won the seven in the litter. And they've, between them, they've had 41 starts for 11 wins now. And they're only just, you know, coming to hand, and we've seen what Winburn Sheen can do and a few others, and even from the Croswell litter, which we'll touch on for what happened on Tuesday with Highland Chief and Highland Fame. But it's just a great litter going forward, and they're going to be a major chance heading towards the Breeders' Classic on the 5th of September.
Yeah, they're flying. You certainly respect them any time you see them in the form guide. The consistent Tar Matt finished second in Hobart on Thursday and went one better in race five.
Well, he certainly did. He backed up to a great win, and Andrew Prowell has the power, who absolutely flew out from the boxes off the red and run 4.91. Darmat just trailed him really well, got a great run throughout, and just overpassed him in the home straight, coming away to run 15.98. And look, the dog's been a great consistent performer for Anthony Bullock and owner Wayne Keegan, and the dog's now won 13 races from 39 starts and has been a winner in Melbourne when Anthony went across there with the dog, and he's just put times on the board. He's just a dog you want in the kennel. He's just a consistent, reliable, and it's all honest to the dog. They deserve every effort from what they get, and he's a, you know, very good little chaser.
The last winner of the night was Ilani, who sent favourite punters home on the right note.
Oh, look, this is a great little win, not only for the fact that Peter and Peter's wife, June Phillips, they've been in the game for a long time, and to breed this litter, the sire is actually their own stud dog in the late champion we all know as Darmak, who was just a great dog in his time. Trained early in the early half of his career by Ian and Eileen Thomas, and the dog won a maiden thousand Nellieworth Classic. Been in a lot of races all over the state and even eventually across to the mainland, and Peter finished off his career. Sadly, they lost the dog due to a spider bite, unfortunately, and he never got to grace the stud ranks the way he should have been. But sadly, but this is the win. And Eilani did everything right. Had box eight, got a great run and come away running 16.39. Look, she's just a greyhound that both June and Peter Phillips, just, you know, they put a lot of attention to detail in their dogs. And for Eilani to get a win, I know they'd be very proud in the effort.
A terrific story, as you've explained it there. That was Launceston on Monday night, the 17th. We went to Devonport on Tuesday, as we always do. We saw some really high-class performers going around. And as often seems to be the case in Devonport, there are a lot of short favourites. Highland Chief was one of those in the red, a dominant winner in race two, jumping from box seven.
Continued on the efforts of the Ashton DB. She's all class at her, again, for David Croswell. And this dog, as we've seen, I think we noted it earlier on in a few podcasts previously, that his win on debut over 278 at Launceston was impressive. He went down to the Breeders' Classic at Hobart and just lost his way a little bit. And, you know, it was all a big learning curve for him, but he's come away from that. And the win on Tuesday was just impressive, running 25.69. He's got a motor and, you know, running, coming home in 12.80 was, that's a great effort. And he's, you know, he's a dog that's just going to keep improving and improving. And another greyhound that'll be a contender coming up at the Devonport Breeders' Classic. But overall, a great win.
Well, you mentioned Dave's Not In earlier as one that you jotted down the performance from Hobart, where he went around at $20. He was again somewhat missed by the market on Tuesday, an upset winner. We, of course, did have a $1.55 favourite in Raleigh who went down, but Dave's Not In, an impressive winner.
Yeah, look, this dog, for Robin Stocks, Robin's got a few out of the previous litter from Raven Pearl, and I had a bit of a involvement in Raven Pearl's career when she raced in Queensland. I lived there. I'm from Queensland originally, but I was around there at the time when she raced in her career, when she was trained by the late John Edwards. And just to see her progeny, they're just taking a lot longer to come along to hand. And Robin's been very patient, and this dog will, you know, I think it'll repay Robin's efforts to, you know, to make the trip all the way down from Hobart to get a win like that on Tuesday. And the form backed up, as I stated, but he's a dog that's just, he's coming through, and, you know, the win was a merit. He did everything right. He trailed the leader and saved it right on the line to get past guesses. And, yeah, no, I think he's a dog that I jot him down for further efforts going forward. He's going to be a nice dog.
Let's keep an eye on Dave's Not In. Of course, can add him into your Form Plus Black Book. Dolly Does It won the juvenile graduation and a finish that saw only half a length split the trifecta.
Oh, it was a great win. This greyhound, she's been around for a long time, Dolly Does It, trained by Margaret Elphinstone at Burnie. Margaret's been a trainer for many years. Dolly's just been a consistent performer. She's the only one left racing out of the Destiny Fireball Miss Hetty litter, and she's won 11 races now, racking up 122 starts. And look, Margaret doesn't expect anything big from her. Whatever placing she can, if she can run top three every week, Margaret will be over the moon. And look, to get a win on the, for her to see her to back, bounce back into the winner's circle there on Tuesday, running 26.11, was a great effort. And, you know, just the advantage dropping back in this juvenile graduation field was just, I think, might have been a bit easier for her, and she done everything right. Was a big odds before the jump at $13, but overall a great win, and I'm just glad to see Dolly get one on the board.
The last winner of the day was another standout performer, Me and Nelly, who jumped from the red box.
Look, this one, again, for Me and Millie, for Jed Mash. Jed has been a trainer. Well, he's been one of the great, when I say great trainer, a very consistent trainer, been in the industry for a long, long time. Look, he's the only bloke who won't travel outside of Devonport to race a greyhound. He very rarely, and I mean very rarely, ever goes to Launceston. Unfortunately, Jed's not in the greatest health at present. I know his son, Carey's been at the forefront racing the dogs week in, week out, and this would be a great little tonic for Jed. They had a great run a few years back with a Cosmic Chief litter, but just going forward with Me and Millie, this is a great win, and to see get one on the board. She's broken through for a win, and I think they'll take that away. It's, it was a good stepping stone. She's no superstar, but she's just a great little performer, and I think hopefully another win should come along in recent runs, hopefully.
So some good winners to come out of the Devonport program on the 18th of August. 10 races in Hobart on Thursday night, the first of which at 7.25. Brennan, can you give the punters a couple of winners?
Well, we're stepping into the straight up in race one. I'm sticking with Windburn Chan for Ben England. Drawn box one. Trolled pretty well down there after the last on Hobart on Thursday night. Look, this is going to be a big test for him. A full 4.61. He had down there in the trial. Run good time. And I think he'll really shape up from this run, whatever he does. But I think, look, he's got the red box. The Englands have got another runner called Windburn Burner, who we saw win previously at Devonport. But I think Windburn Chan's got the class on him, and he's going to be a nice winner stepping out of that race. In race six, I'm going to stick with Siberia, the state sprint champion, winner for Debbie Cannon. This is another invitation field. It's a quality race, but I think he's another runner with the class on, and should be hard to beat. And then in the race seven, I've gone with Paddy Lee from box six. Look, a great winner there last Thursday. It should back up to make it two wins on the board throughout its career now and in recent runs. But from box six, he's not the greatest figure in our way, but he knows how to trail a leader. He just got to get the dogs, has got to get clear room. And I think, look, if it's inning top four, turning for home, no one can hold Paddy Lee out. He's very strong to the line and should be hard to beat.
All right, so the three to look for in Hobart on Thursday night. Race one, number one, Windburn Sheehan. Race six, number four, Siberia. Race seven, number six, Paddy Lee. That's a really cracking invitation race, race six on the program there in Hobart. Looking ahead to Hobart Thursday week, we've got the Hobart Greyhound Racing Club Members Young Star Classic. Brennan?
Look, unfortunately, this Thursday, they were posted at Old Heath, but strangely, they only got four nominations for the qualifying round for this Thursday. So a straight out final will be held next Thursday on the 27th. So those four runners that have nominated will get first preference into the race, and hopefully they get the other four to make up the field. It's a race that's been around for a long time, it's a good race to be in, and it's good money. And look, I'd like to see it get off the ground, and hopefully a few of these juvenile runners that we've seen get around should head towards that race, and hopefully we get an addition for 2020.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on the fields for Hobart on the 27th of August. Brennan, excellent to get your thoughts on what's again has been a big week of racing in the state. We saw the two features last Thursday. Thanks as always for your time. Look forward to chatting again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Matt. Talk to you soon.